time to do it again. We're
making waves
here on Lakeshore Land Now.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
That's great. Coming off a phenomenal 98th annual Manson Apple Blossom Festival. Too much time in the tasting rooms.
There you go.
Downtown Manson certainly has changed with the makeup of the business community and things to do. I was impressed with the first Manson Apple Blossom Festival I've been able to attend in 5 years because I've been up lake at the Holden Mine Remediation Project for about 5 years. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, and that's a story we'll touch on another day, as they say, but that whole remediation project and all the things happening up lake. But we're focused down lake, and yeah, you know, you were gone for five. I was actually out of the area for a period of 8 or 9 years, so it was fun to get back that whole deja vu feeling, because in some ways nothing at all has changed with Manson Apple Blossom, the pancake breakfast, the pig jig, the floats, the bands, all those things. Always a great time. But man, you mentioned what's happening in the community itself of Manson, and what a makeover they've had down there with all these wine tasting rooms, beautiful facilities, nice shopping opportunities, and you've got a little brewery in town now, and it's just a very appealable downtown community core.
Quite an investment in the community on part of business owners and operators, and it's just flat impressive. It's amazing.
And exciting, Steve. They're talking about acquiring a piece of property there, the old Ernie's Texaco, to maybe expand their park facility. So there might be more coming down the line, to just kind of add to the attractiveness of that downtown community. So we want to mention we're here on Making Waves, and we want to thank our program sponsors, Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan, and to Chelan Realty Company. Thanks to those folks helping to make this show possible here. On LakeChelanNow.com is our main website. Check us out. If you haven't had the opportunity, follow us on Facebook, because we're doing all kinds of cool things there on Facebook. We've done live Facebook reports from the Apple Cup Regatta, the race, a couple of weeks back. We did them now this past weekend in Manson at the Apple Blossom Festival. So a variety of ways, Steve, to use our product, but it's driven by audio, video, photos, and stories. And we really hope the community is liking it. We had a great time in Manson. Well, Steve, we're going to take a look back at some of the fun sounds from last weekend's coverage at the Manson Apple Blossom Festival. Before we do that, though, I want to remind you that summer is filling up fast, so reserve your Lake Chelan vacation today at Campbell's Resort, voted the 2018 best resort in the Northwest by Evening Magazine and King5.com. Visit CampbellResort.com for specials, family packages, news, and general information about Washington's favorite resort, Campbell's Resort, a tradition of hospitality since 1901.
Lake Chelan Now and Making Waves, also brought to you by Chelan Realty, most experienced and knowledgeable real estate firm here in the Lake Chelan Valley. Like Campbell's, Chelan Realty have been around for generations, well-respected, recommended, and we recommend that you chat with the folks at Chelan Realty, 141 East Wooden Avenue in the R.W. Little Building. Most experienced team here in the Lake Chelan Valley when it comes to real estate.
You know, I was just thinking, Steve, it's kind of fun to watch both these sponsors we're talking about, Campbell's and Chelan Realty. It's a multi-generational affair, and we're seeing the younger generation come into play at both of the operations. Eric and Tom Campbell doing a lot of the things now at Campbell's Resort, and of course John and Laura, the offspring of Ben Higgins, doing a lot of things now at Chelan Realty Company. It's pretty cool to see.
It is, and we'll assure ongoing family tradition in those two pillars, if you will, of the community.
Absolutely. All right, now we promised you a look at some of the fun sounds from Manson Apple Blossom a week ago. Let's check in on that right now. 98th annual Manson Apple Blossom Festival and Parade, and we promised in our last edition to Making Waves that we would bring you back some of the highlights. These are some of those, and Steve, we've had a great start to this parade already, seeing the Manson High School marching band come through, the marching band from Orchard Middle School in Wenatchee. We know we're going to see the Chelan Middle School, High School bands as well, and a great day for a parade. Mother Nature could not have ordered it up any better than this. We're probably in the low 70s, projected to hit 80 degrees on this day, and it's just gorgeous.
Absolutely spectacular day. I've enjoyed the initial few entries here to the parade, including Queen Amy and the Manson Apple Blossom Float, and of course the Manson Marching Band sounding good. Unbelievable day. With this whole thing is for kids and family, and as we're speaking right now, we have entourage from North Cascades National Bank and the library what preceded it, both organizations throwing out a ton of candy for the kids, and the kids are all over the roadway and had to stop the parade here momentarily to clear the road and continue on with numbers of bands. I have no idea how many, but it appeared as though there would be a record number of bands, frankly, in the formation area earlier. Right now coming up would be the Cashmere Middle High School band. And they're the Chieftains from Cashmere, extremely large group of cheer squad plus band participants. Should be powerful music here coming up momentarily, in that we're standing fairly close to where the judges will actually be judging the bands as they go by. So what we should hear momentarily would be the Cashmere Middle School Chieftains.
Well, and as we saw, you mentioned North Cascade Bank. They're band and their pig jig, the green pig, just went by, Steve, and we know that they had better than 300 participants in this year's 2018 pig jig. And now we'll end this segment with a little bit of music, more parade music from Manson. Give us your name, where are you from?
Joy Ross, and we live in Chelan Falls.
And you've been coming to these Manson Apple Blossom Festival parades, you say, for a long time?
Yeah, probably 20 years. That's all the longer we've been here.
You must like it to keep coming back.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite part of this parade?
Oh, the floats. But I do like the bands. I like that first band really well, and the rest of them are kind of there. But like you, I'm a blonde, and there's not very many of us.
Yes. Well, thanks for calling mine blonde. I appreciate that. Well, we're glad you're out here enjoying this on a great Saturday for parade. Thanks for being out.
That's why we're here, for the beautiful weather.
And we welcome you back here to Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com. Dennis Rom, Steve Byquist, and right now we're going to talk a little bit about, Steve, it's the time of the year we love it because the weather warms up, we start to get inflow into Lake Chelan.
Tremendous
lake,
amount of inflow.
Yeah, lake level comes up. So I'm going to let you kind of tackle that topic of filling up the lake and maybe some of the things that boaters might want to be aware of coming up down the line.
The lake level at 1093 is the same lake level that the Thanksgiving flood of last year occurred. Had a 4, 5, 6 inches of rain, continuous rain, in the Lake Chelan Valley, primarily up Lake Railroad Creek drainage and up towards Stehekin. Put a lot of drift into the lake at that lake level. We're now at the lake level and exceeding it, and so that drift is starting to come out into the lake, plus new driftwood, so boaters will have some difficulty, at least in boating, as we move into summer. Frankly, it's going to be an interesting year when it comes to drift and navigation on the lake. Speaking of navigation, the first dam on Lake Chelan was put in 1892, and it was constructed only to provide water for real estate sales. They wanted to have waterfront property in certain areas, so that one dam, 1892, lasted 1 year, but nonetheless it was built for real estate sales, followed by a dam built in 1893 by the Chelan Water Power Company, a little stronger dam. However, it also only lasted a year, and that was to allow steamships to get to Chelan rather than docking at Lakeside. And downtown Chelan, as we know it today, wanted the commerce in the downtown area, needed the people, so the merchants funded the building of that particular dam to allow for the steamships to get to what in essence now the Campbell's area. And if you go on the butte when the lake is low and you look down into the lake, you can see a channel from Lakeside to Campbell's Resort, the foot of Lake Chelan, and it was put in part, the channel was put in part by dynamiting. Taking the commercial boats and dynamiting, do it today, but anyway, that in 1899, M.M. Kingman purchased the Washington Water Power Company and then built another dam. That was the first one to turn on the lights here In 1906, that firm was purchased by Washington Water Power Company out of Spokane. And then in 1925, they proceeded to build the dam that we currently have for generation and lake level. Washington Water Power Company is now Avista. And they built a dam that predates, the dam that's still there, predates any dam on the Columbia River. Most people don't realize that. That dam was built and generating power before any of the dams were built on the Columbia River. The first dam built on the Columbia to do that was Rock Island Dam, now owned by the Chelan County Public Utility District. The PUD in 1954, I believe, or 55, purchased the Washington Water Power Company and began operating the dam that we currently have. And that was done through a 40-year contract, $21 million bond issue that was passed by the voters to form the Chelan County Public Utility District to begin generation at Chelan Dam.
Interesting. Thanks for that. I really enjoyed that little historical look back. And kind of interesting, you know, I'm my head is going, man, I wonder what permit you would file for in this day and age to put some dynamite over the side and into the lake to blow up and make a channel. It might be difficult to obtain that.
You would say so, yes.
I would suspect. And maybe a few fish were lost in the process of doing that. But I also want to circle back around, Steve, a little bit, too. You mentioned we're likely to have a lot of debris in the lake because of the fires up lake last year and a lot of stuff that has come down. And I know you're monitoring that very closely up lake, up near the Holden Dock and in Railroad Creek where it comes down, and even to the point of the creek is shifting its route into the waters of Lake Chelan. I would suspect it would be very cautionary and good advice for folks that are boating up and down the lake to have an extra prop on board.
Yeah, man, just simply be aware. It's going to be an interesting Each spring is different, but this one is going to be one that we have debris from a couple of different fires that are into the lake. Safety Harbor is no longer available for boaters going up because of debris from the fire last year, potential debris that flow from the fire last year. Further on up lake, of course, the Wolverine fire from, 4 years ago now, something like that. And that is putting in an exponential amount of driftwood into the lake. Just need to be aware.
All right. Well, thank you for that update. And of course, want to remind people if you want to just kind of follow along with the lake levels of Lake Chelan, you can always check out the information that's available from the Chelan County PUD on their website, chelancountypud.org. And that information is available there as well. But the good news is they had some recent work on the boat ramp out there in Manson, the Old Mill Bay. That's been open now for over a week. And I know the local fishermen and boaters, that activity will begin to ramp up here with warmer weather and whatnot. Really glad, Steve, to have that facility back. And it looked great with the new repaving there and everything in the lot.
And a reminder for boaters that are headed up lake that if you plan on using the federal docks, you need a dock permit available at the Chelan Ranger District on the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest. Their office, it's $40 for the year. And it's advisable that you purchase launch tickets or passes, whether it is for just a short period of time or the whole season. That can be done from the Manson Park and Recreation District.
Outstanding.
Their offices are on Padoy Street in downtown Manson Bay.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a little break again, and when we come back, guess what we're going to talk about? More lake things.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Lake Chelan now, we're doing lake things?
Go figure. Well, we had a chance to catch up with City Councilman Tim Hollingsworth, and he'll be visiting with us here on our Making Waves program. He's passionate about a topic, and that's basically to ensure safety of all those that use the lake at the lower end, because you have swimmers, you have kayakers, stand-up paddle boarders, I will get that right, and you also have SUPs, by the way, as they call them, the kayakers, just a lot of activity going on there, and he just has some concerns about some things. So we'll find out what that's all about when we come back here on Making Waves and hear more from our City Councilman Tim Hollingsworth. Do want to say, by the way, as a reminder, that at Campbell's Resort here in Lake Chelan, they are continuing their locals rate, and that will stay in effect until June 14th, so you can stay there at your favorite destination resort voted by King 5 TV with 25% off on the best available rate. Dine in their pub and veranda, take a spa treatment or more. Just enjoy being downtown in Chelan and exploring no matter where you are in the immediate vicinity. Even if you're in Chelan, maybe you got kids, maybe you can get someone to babysit and get away for a little in-town escape. That's not a bad idea, right?
Not a bad idea at all.
All right, back in a moment with more, including Tim Hollingsworth, right after this.
Dennis Ron, along with Steve Blankquist, we're making waves here on Lake Chelan now, and brought to you by Chelan Realty, serving the local real estate market for now 75 years. Knowledgeable, certainly. Certainly professional. They're recognized industry-wide, respected, and recommended in the R.W. Little Building, Emerson and Wooden Avenue, 141 East Wooden Avenue, or don't forget ChelanRealty.com. 75 years at Chelan Realty. We're talking lake safety right now, and a proposal with Chelan City Councilperson.
Yes, indeed, Tim Hollingsworth. This was kind of a topic of discussion when the city had a recent special meeting, and it was the opportunity for Hollingsworth to address some of his concerns. He has noticed an increase, pretty dramatic in his words, boat traffic in the lower basin of the lake adjacent to the city here, increase in motorized traffic matched with the increasing popularity of non-motorized watercraft, including, as we mentioned, the kayaks and the stand-up paddleboarders and whatnot. And because of that, he has some concerns. And one of the things that he would like the community and at some point his fellow council members to consider, Steve, is extending the buoy line about 650 yards up lake to the westerly limit of Spader Bay, beginning, he'd like to see this done beginning before Memorial Day, but likely he's looking at an agenda they'll have discussions about and maybe implement some of these potential changes in the next year or some of them maybe later this year. But let's find out more from the councilman, Tim Hollingsworth, what his concerns are.
The last few years, it's really gotten to be kind of a Wild West atmosphere out in this area that's adjacent to our parks and the resorts. And with the advent of paddleboards and the little sit-on-top kayaks and canoes and regular kayaks, in addition to all the other motorized traffic that's out there, there's a lot of user conflicts. And frankly, moving the buoy line out 650 feet, I mean, it's not going to be that time-consuming for boaters to get out to open water and enjoy the rest of the 51 and a half miles of Lake Chelan. And I think it will make a much nicer environment for people not only on the water but along the shore on our beaches and Don Morse Park and at the resorts. So it's a discussion I just think we need to have. We need to find a better way to make it a welcoming environment for everybody with the amount of interest, the amount of traffic and people we have out on the water now. There is a lot more moorage down here now, and you know, some people will say, well, you know, we never should have built all these additional slips, but you know, they're here. There's demand for them. People want them. I guess maybe you could call it the curse of living in a beautiful place. People want to be here. You know, we just have to be smarter about how we accommodate all this. It's still going to be a beautiful lake. It's still going to be a lot of fun out there. You know, it's like anywhere else. Times change a little bit. You have to kind of move with them and find solutions that work for people.
I know the discussion on this topic came up at your recent city council special meeting that was held. I'm curious from your standpoint, Tim, I know this is an area that you're passionate about. What was the reaction and where do you think the entire topic goes from here?
Well, it wasn't a special meeting just on this topic. We had a variety of staff reports and some capital budget items, you know, discussions that we had. This is a topic I introduced back in beginning of April at one of our council meetings, and we just, with all the things that have been going on, we haven't had a chance to really address it. So we had Chris Foreman, the sergeant for Chelan, was there, and We had a good discussion about the difficulties of implementing some of these things. And I think what we need to do at this point is get the word out that this is something we're talking about, get more reaction. You know, we obviously, you know, nobody wants to do this in the dark. And if we're going to make it work, it has to be something that gets wide acceptance. So I think that's kind of why I'm talking to you right now, is to just get the conversation going. We'll find a way to make the lake a more welcoming place.
And of course, a big part of that, welcoming but safe as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I think welcoming, part of being welcoming is being safe. So we look forward to doing that, having discussions with some of the people that operate businesses around the lake. You know, I mean, I think we all value the small businesses that help our guests have fun here in Chelan, and we want to work something out that works for everybody, and that the sheriff can enforce. And I think, you know, enforcement will probably wind up looking at our budget next year to make sure we have staffing available out there on the lake to make these things work.
Tim, a lot of moving pieces in something like this, probably to push it forward. So, you know, you mentioned law enforcement. Certainly they'll have to be involved in this because ultimately they'll be the ones that will be on the water trying to enforce things. But you also, as you mentioned, talking to some of the resort operators locally, you've got the watercraft rental people. There's a whole group of people. You've got the Sailing Association, a lot of folks out there probably that come into play in something like this. As you try to move this forward as a topic of discussion, where do you go from here? Do you think you form a special committee? Do you hold some public meetings? What's maybe some of the next steps?
Well, you know, I think it's I don't know if we need a committee. You know, I think it's something that hopefully we'll be able to get some input, and maybe we'll bring it up at council again and get some more input. You know, hopefully people will reach out to me and kind of have a dialogue. Ultimately, I think these are things that will get adopted. You know, it's just kind of a question. I think it's mostly a question of getting people used to the idea and embracing it. So I don't want to be hasty in doing it, but I think it's something we need to kind of move ahead with as soon as possible.
Pretty difficult, I'm sure, to put a timeline on something like this, but if you were to project into the future, let's say just on the topic of maybe extending the buoy line, the no wake zone out, when would you like to see something like that accomplished?
When would I like to see it accomplished? As soon as possible. You know, it's not my call. I'm just on council. I'm part of a group of seven folks that kind of advises the mayor and the staff, and this is kind of my passion, and I would hope certainly by next year, if we can't get it done sooner, that we have something in place. I don't want to be hasty. I'd like to say by Memorial Day, but I think that would probably be a little too quick for people to adjust to.
Tim, if somebody would like to reach out to you for either questions or information to pass along to you, what's the best way?
Probably by email. My city email is thollingsworth@cityofchelan.us. It's on the website. So, you know, welcome pros, cons, or if you see me around, you can usually hail me.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Yep. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
And our thanks to Chelan City Council member Tim Hollingsworth talking about lake safety on the lower end of the lake. And Steve, not the first time. You can go back many, many years, and there were local elected officials that were concerned about traffic and safety.
I remember being at a Chelan City Council meeting with Mayor Phil Goodall, suggesting at that time that it had gotten so congested on the lower end of the Lake Chelan. This was 25, 30 years ago, that he floated the idea of the trial balloon to allow boating on an odd day, calendar-wise, if your WN numbers on your boat were odd, and on even calendar days if they were even.
Mm.
And that would
That went over like a lead balloon.
Well, it didn't. But he was that was his way of bringing attention to congestion on the lower end of Lake Chelan.
Yeah, so that balloon did not flow very high.
No, it did not. Not proposing that. No.
Well, and Councilman Hollingsworth not proposing that as well. So, but a
moving
good story.
Moving the buoy line of waves would be a lot better, yes. Than
there you go. Well, you know, you're always making waves, Steve, and that's why we have this program.
I'm not commenting.
That's going to do it.
My reputation precedes me again.
There you go. That's going to do it for edition number 6 already of Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. A couple of reminders, Steve, coming up in this next week, some fun things. It'll be the 22nd annual Memorial Day Parade in Chelan. That'll get underway at 7 p.m. And also starting will be the Farmers Market coming up this week as well. So some signs that we're heading into summer.
Can't wait.
Can't wait indeed. And our thanks again to Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan, Chelan Realty, helping to sponsor the program for now. Dennis Romm, Steve Bykwist, so long from Making Waves.
Making Waves.